Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Tyranny of Merit, What's Become of the Common Good, by Michael J. Sandel examines how modern societies came to treat success as something people fully earn and failure as something they personally deserve. Sandel argues that this meritocratic story, often celebrated as fair, has unintended moral and political consequences. It can encourage winners to see themselves as self-made and entitled, while leaving those who struggle feeling humiliated and unseen. The book connects these attitudes to widening inequality, fraying civic bonds, and the rise of resentment that fuels polarization and populist politics. Rather than focusing only on policy fixes, Sandel probes the deeper values shaping public life, including the role of education, work, and market thinking in defining human worth. He invites readers to reconsider what a healthy common good requires, and how a society might honor contribution and dignity without turning achievement into a moral verdict on a person's value. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, meritocracy as a moral narrative, not just a system. Sandel frames meritocracy less as a neutral method of sorting talent and more as a powerful moral narrative about desert. The core promise is that if people work hard and develop their abilities, they will rise, and those who do not rise must not have earned it. Sandel argues that this story shapes how citizens interpret inequality. It encourages a belief that winners deserve their rewards not only economically, but also morally, as if their success proves superior virtue. At the same time, it casts those left behind as authors of their own misfortune. Even when people acknowledge structural barriers, the everyday language of merit still implies that status reflects worth. Sandel explores how this moralization of success and failure corrodes solidarity. When achievement is treated as deserved, it becomes harder to justify shared obligations and easier to see redistribution as taking from the worthy to give to the unworthy. The result is a politics of judgment rather than mutual responsibility. By shifting attention from outcomes to attitudes, Sandel highlights why meritocratic ideals can deepen division even in societies that sincerely value opportunity. Secondly, hubris at the top and humiliation below. A central theme is the emotional and ethical impact of meritocratic sorting. Sandel argues that meritocracy generates two corrosive experiences. First is hubris among those who succeed, the sense that they are fully responsible for their position, and therefore entitled to the fruits and deference that come with it. This mindset can make elites less able to recognize luck, social support, and institutional advantages that contributed to their rise. Second is humiliation among those who do not climb, especially when public culture tells them that credentials and professional status determine respect. In this climate, economic insecurity becomes intertwined with a loss of dignity. Sandel links these feelings to anger and mistrust toward institutions that seem to celebrate winners while dismissing ordinary work. The argument is not that aspiration is wrong, but that a society that treats work mainly as a ladder will struggle to honor those whose labor is essential but not highly rewarded. By diagnosing hubris and humiliation as political forces, the book offers a moral explanation for resentment that cannot be reduced to material interests alone. Thirdly, education, credentials, and the sorting machine. Sandel gives special attention to higher education and the credential culture surrounding it. Elite universities, he argues, have become gatekeepers to opportunity and status, encouraging the belief that the right degree confers not only skills but also social legitimacy. This transforms education into a high-stakes competition that signals who is worthy of esteem. Sandel questions the fairness of this arrangement, noting that admission and achievement reflect many factors beyond effort, including family resources, neighborhood conditions, and access to enrichment. When society treats academic success as the primary route to a good life, it implicitly devalues those who take other paths and intensifies the stigma of non-college work. He also suggests that the rhetoric of rising through education can serve as a substitute for confronting deeper inequalities in wages, bargaining power, and respect for labor. The book invites readers to rethink what education is for, not merely selecting winners, but cultivating civic responsibility and appreciating diverse forms of contribution. In this view, a healthier common good would reduce the moral weight placed on credentials. Fourthly, market values and the price of human worth. Another important topic is how market thinking shakes moral judgment. Sandel has long argued that markets are not value neutral, and here he connects that insight to merit and dignity. When societies equate value with market price, high earners appear more deserving of honor, while lower-paid workers are assumed to contribute less. Sandel challenges this equation by distinguishing between what markets reward and what communities truly need. Pay can reflect scarcity, bargaining power, or financialized systems rather than genuine social contribution. This matters because a market-driven culture can quietly redefine what people think counts as success. It also reshapes political debate, steering it toward efficiency and growth metrics, while sidelining questions about recognition, obligation, and shared purpose. Sandel suggests that restoring the common good requires more than adjusting tax rates. It requires reconsidering what kinds of work deserve esteem and how public institutions can express that esteem by criticizing the moral authority that markets often claim. The book opens space for a politics that treats dignity as a civic value rather than a commodity. Lastly, rebuilding the common good through dignity and contribution, Sandel ultimately presses for a renewed moral and civic vocabulary that can support a more inclusive politics. The aim is not to eliminate achievement, but to temper meritocratic judgment and recognize the role of fortune and collective support. He emphasizes the importance of honoring contribution in a way that includes forms of work and care that keep society functioning. This perspective pushes readers to ask what citizens owe one another beyond transactions and beyond congratulating winners. It also suggests that democratic life depends on institutions that cultivate mutual recognition, including education that builds civic understanding and economic arrangements that allow more people to feel they are participating in a shared project. Sandel connects the search for the common good to the need for respect across class lines and to policies that do not merely compensate losers but avoid framing them as failures. He also encourages public deliberation about values, not only interests, so that political disagreement can engage questions of purpose and justice. The topic culminates in a call to move from a winner, take all ethos toward a society that prizes belonging, responsibility, and common purpose. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel uneasy about the language of winners and losers in public life, including students navigating credential pressure, professionals in competitive fields, educators, policy-minded citizens, and anyone trying to understand resentment and polarization in democratic politics. It can benefit a reader's life by offering a new way to interpret success and failure that reduces moral harshness and builds empathy. By highlighting luck, social support, and the hidden costs of status competition, Sandel encourages humility and achievement and respect toward forms of work that are often overlooked. That shift can improve personal relationships and civic attitudes alike because it replaces judgment with gratitude and shared responsibility. Compared with many books on inequality that focus mainly on economics or partisan strategy, The Tyranny of Merit stands out for addressing the moral psychology of meritocracy and the dignity dimension of politics. It connects institutions like education and markets to everyday experiences of pride and humiliation, and it frames the common good as a practical democratic challenge rather than a slogan. For readers seeking a value-centered critique with clear civic implications, it is a strong and worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Michael J. Sandel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.